Hello and welcome to another episode of Dear Kev on Stage, where I give you the best, worst advice on the planet. I'm joined by my good friend, Doughboy.
Hello, I'm me, Doughboy.
He's going to help me in giving the worst advice because he's been following his own worst advice every day of his life. Mm-hmm. As always, you can submit your questions to DearKev@KevOnStage.com, where you will remain anonymous. Shall we?
I have a question. How'd you get that top button buttoned on that shirt?
All right. First question.
Okay.
Dear Kev, love the show. Keep up the great work. I've been married for 13 years. To maintain the spice in the relationship, we've explored some things sexual. Here's the issue, Kev. Things are progressing to a place that I may not be comfortable with, specifically with my butt. Ugh. It started with her placing a knuckle or two or three in me during oral. Then she decided to toss each other's salads after a shower one day, then more days. And most recently, she's been interested in receiving anal. Being the supportive husband that I am, I've accommodated all of those requests. But now, Kev, she's asked for something that I ain't sure I can do. One day after lovemaking session, she asked me if I knew about pegging. Do you know what pegging is?
No.
It's where she wears the dildo and you are the hoe.
What?
Then she pulled some videos up of it. I'm not going to get into details about what it is, but basically my wife wants me to bust it wide open for her. I love my wife, but I'm not sure if I should give in to this request. When she mentions it and sees me looking awkward, she says, I let you do it to me all the time. And you know I love my fingers. What should I do, Kev? Do I give up the butt for love? Is this what's needed to be completely equal partners? Or has this been a setup from day one? Has she been plotting on my yams the whole time? I'm not homophobic, but the thought of it makes me clench.
Well, the fact that he referred to himself as having yams is problem number one. And did he say that she had been putting a knuckle or two inside of him?
Maybe three.
Listen, bro.
Three's a crowd.
Look here. Look, man, you can't even be mad at her for asking. I mean, once you take a knuckle or two.
Or three, though. You're forgetting the third knuckle.
Get that third knuckle. Hey. You might as well go arm deep and get to the elbow.
He listened to Knuck If You're Bucking. He's hearing a different song.
Takes on a whole nother meaning. Bro, if you didn't took three knuckles, take the peg. I'm just saying. Just you didn't already dip deep into the water. You didn't put your toe in the man. Get in the water. That's the thing. You know when you go swimming and you're like, no, get in there.
And sometimes it's just better to jump all the way in.
The fact that you call it like she want to get on your yams, you know you into it. It's okay. You don't have to lie to us.
Would you feel comfortable with your legs up?
No. First of all, the first time I had a girl toss my salad, I was still 450. I was like, you must love me. You must love me.
What you mean the first time?
I had it done twice. I didn't like it either time. Listen, I'm not a perfect man.
You were 450?
She put both of them legs. I don't know how she had the upper body strength. Because I was 480, so that was 200 a leg. Oh. She was just, hey.
That's all you can eat salad. That's up in Toscana. Plenty
so,
of cheese.
So,
did you like it?
It was weird. I couldn't get it. Have you ever had that done?
That's my butt.
And the second time I was drunk, so I don't even. I was just like, it just. Yeah. But no, I'm just saying, like, nothing ain't never went in. Like, if you out here taking knuckles, bro, just take the knuckle sandwich, man. That's all I would say to this guy. Like, bro, you've already gone that deep into it. That's why she thinks it's cool.
That deep?
Yeah. You're already deep into it.
I say no, man. You tell her you draw the line at three knuckles. It's where the saying, you give them an inch, they take a mile. You give them a knuckle, they take the butt. She was never going to be satisfied. She would never be satisfied.
But you know that she had to at least think there was a probability that he would say yes, or she wouldn't have asked.
And he's weighing it. He sat here like,
he's like, man, what do I do?
He's in Final Jeopardy.
The fact that you have to make this emoji when you start to think about it, just go ahead, give up them yams, bruh.
So when he saw the video, he was like, I love you.
So wait, that's a whole thing?
Yes.
Women out here.
There was a whole conversation on Twitter about this. And there was a group of gentlemen who were like, look, man, I ain't into none of that. But I would let Rihanna do it to me. Only Rihanna.
No.
You wouldn't let Rihanna put it in your butt?
No. Nobody is. No, that's just no.
But she could do the work. You don't want to have it tooted and booted?
No.
Toot that thing up for the girl you love.
No.
Why don't you toot that thing up for the girl you love?
I'm not. At any point, if I got to think about throwing it back, something has gone wrong and awry. And throwing this back, man.
Your way got that arch.
So, nah, man. I'm just saying, man. At this point, man, if you're going to be a monkey, you might as well be a gorilla.
The situation's out of control.
Just go ahead, man, and write back and let us know how it went.
No, you tell her, no. No, wife, I love you, but this is where I draw the line. I don't want no more butts.
He really watched that video.
And go back to two knuckles or one, please. Okay? He said, but Karen, this is something I'm not sure I can do.
You've been doing it, bro.
Oh, man. Next question.
What we got?
Dear Kev, should I leave my husband? He seems like he wasn't ready for marriage. My husband refuses to set boundaries with people, especially other women. There is one particular that he works with. They casually speak about her sex life, love triangle, baby daddy drama, and menstrual cycle. Oh. As of late, she's been reaching out to him outside of work hours and about her personal problem, has been in contact with him more often than I have, according to his phone log. Even though we have barely seen each other due to opposite work schedules, he's even sent her money for what? Reasons I'm unaware and didn't consult with me, nor has it mentioned it to me. Just today, he attempted to schedule his overtime hours to align with hers so that they can work and hang out together on breaks. What should I do?
I mean, this one is really, really easy to answer. You got to go fight the lady. Like, what are you thinking? Get your Vaseline, put it on your face, pull up, square off with her, beat her up so bad, he'll look at her like, oh my God, if she'll do that to her, what will she do to me? He will learn his lesson, he will fall into line, and he won't do these things. But you got to beat her up. Now, if you go up there and you get beat up, file for divorce. You can't get beat up trying to defend his love. Then he gonna be like, not only are you worth talking to this other lady, you can't even fight. So that is a chance that you're taking, but you gotta fight.
You're telling me fisticuffs is the only thing.
That's the only way. Skibbity paps is, to quote the illustrious Tony Baker, skibbity paps is the only thing that's gonna fix this.
Oh,
and that's
man.
Why I don't be playing that work wife stuff, man.
Oh, I don't play no work husband,
secret
work wife.
Santa, no.
Nah, ain't none no Santa.
Of, none of those
ain't
things.
No secret. What y'all got the secret? Ain't no present. I'm her present.
Exactly. And just think about it. You like when they're going to work, they spending a lot of time.
Sometimes more time with you, with the work people than you.
Yeah.
You think about it, you awake during the whole time at work, you know, 9 to 5. Yeah. You get home, say 6, 7.
All you're going to do is eat, maybe watch, you know what I'm saying,
some
this
television,
is us, and then go to sleep.
Within 3 or 4 hours, you in that bed.
He up there all day. He probably got the cologne on. Like,
oh,
you know what I'm saying?
And man.
She all in his face. So you got to go up there and square off with her. And don't say nothing. Just go up in there and just act like you're bringing him lunch. Be like, oh, okay. And just, you know what I'm saying, go up to her, stand right next to her, just be like, yeah.
Why? Still off on her.
Still off on her.
Still off is a great term.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I stole off on her.
And then you're not going to look
see
bad.
But you see Inca, you don't see him.
What's your advice to him?
Listen, bruh, see, this is another example of too far.
Mm-hmm.
See, first it starts out with a playful touch. Then it's like, boop. Talking about her sex life, everybody knows.
No, that's what he said. Talk about periods?
Listen, there's a line, yeah. Right? Here's the work husband, work wife line. Mm-hmm. You can talk about work.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the line.
Nothing else?
What do you think about the game? What game? I don't see no games. I don't play no games. My eyes are broken to sports. What do you think about that movie? I don't watch movies. I'm Jehovah's Witness. What do you think about? Nothing. I never saw that thing on the internet. What's the balance of your account? What time is the meeting? Anything else?
Nothing.
First, you're talking about, oh, now sex life, love, baby daddy drama. What you talking about, baby daddy drama? What you
talking about? Your administration. That's administration?
Administration?
That's crazy.
Wait, administration? Administration.
Oh, administration.
Yeah, you're doing
once a month. You don't talk about that.
I think she might have lost him.
Yeah.
By the way.
What you mean?
Like as a relationship.
Yeah, because if he's talking to her about those things.
Yeah,
I mean,
send her money.
Now
oh,
that
come
is
on,
the
man.
Cardinal sin.
Come on. What you mean? What should I do? Still off on him.
Yeah.
Don't fight her. She ain't the problem. She's not married to you. This is my thing. People always want to go fight the other party. The other party didn't take the vows.
But see, that's the thing, though. You got to stay with the person. So you got to stay with them. So you got to deal with them. This other person, man, they just collateral damage.
She
fire
needs
off.
To put, you know what, put her or him to sleep. And the best way to sleep is on the purple mattress. Mm-hmm. Oh, sleep's important. The quality of sleep affects your daily life. You'll sleep much better with them out of your life.
Oh, yeah.
If you're struggling to get a good night's sleep, you got to try a purple mattress. Me and Doe and Josh all have the purple mattress, which is really helpful because we travel like crazy.
Man, we all
and there's
travel.
Nothing like your own bed.
Mm-hmm.
And even we, you know, sometimes we stay in some nice hotels.
Yes, but it's
but
just
your
not
own
your
bed.
Bed
and
yeah.
Hotels don't be having purple mattresses.
They don't.
So sometimes they don't feel good. Sometimes the comfort's off. You know, the temper. It's
it
a whole.
It affect our show and performance.
Literally, no cap.
Mm-hmm.
The purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. What? Believe this? Oh, yeah. It's not like the memory foam we're used to. Purple feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Ooh. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. And right now, you can get a 100-night risk-free trial.
What?
If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. Ooh. And it's backed by a 10-year warranty, free shipping and returns, free in-home setup, and old mattress removal. Now, listen this. You're going to love Purple. And right now, my listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to getting free gifts that they're offering site-wide. Just text DEAR. To 84888. The only way to get this free pillow is to text DEAR to 84888. That's DEAR to 84888. Message and data rates apply.
That was crazy, man, because you were talking about how the mattress is firm and soft at the same time, kind of like your breast. Best of both worlds.
Mostly soft. Ready for the next question, Anthony Belcher?
Yeah.
Okay. Recently, while minding my business and playing words with friends, my boyfriend, who was usually nice to me, decided to let me know how he really felt about me. Ooh. He had one too many drinks, and during a moment when nobody, absolutely nobody at all, had anything to say about anything, he began to tell me how unhappy he was with my body and feet.
Ooh.
When sober, I'm praised by him for blinking. Inebriated, he repeatedly asked me why I was so fat and what I had done with his girlfriend. Demanded answers at that. I had no idea how to respond. I kept playing my game, to be honest. The next day, I brought it up, and he seemed shocked, then stated that because he was visibly intoxicated, I should put no stock in what was said at all, because there were not things he actually thought about me. Doesn't a drunk mouth speak sober thoughts or something like that? Plus, I recently lost 70 pounds, and I thought my feet were decent at least. I'm thinking about dumping him. Thoughts?
Well, as a man that has been a recovering alcoholic and I've been 2 years and 1 year sober, 2 years and 1 month sober, what I can tell you is the things that people say when they're drunk, they really want to say when they're sober.
Oh,
that's just the reality of it. Yeah. So what I would do if I was you, what is this young lady's name?
Do we not use that? We protect the innocent.
Well, young lady who is dealing with that, I would take said feet that you have that he is talking about and walk out on his butt. You don't need
feet
that.
Are made for walking.
You know what I'm saying? If he don't want you at where you are right now, if he don't want you at your worst, he don't deserve you at your best.
Listen.
And he's telling you this when he's drunk because he don't have enough courage or a backbone or a spine to tell you how he really feels. I used to hide behind that. But no, I was just drunk. No, that's how you really
feel.
Did
it on purpose?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying when you get drunk, you lose the filter. So that's why I always pay attention to people when they get upset or when they get drunk. Because they're going to tell you exactly how they feel. So I would take those feet of yours and skedaddle up on out of there because you don't need that.
When he used to get drunk with me, he'd be like, I love you, my brother. You my brother.
And that's the truth.
So that must be really how you
absolutely
felt. I was like, you know, that's just so sad.
That's just, but another thing too, I do have to say this.
Say this.
You do kind of got it. Now, what we do need to know is, what was your performance like in that game night? Because game night does bring the worst out of us. Maybe she was just trash in the game.
Words with friends.
It became words with enemies. So if you trash, maybe he was just mad because you just wasn't holding up your end of the bargain.
I had one too many drinks. Can you imagine somebody never saying nothing and just be like, you show his ugly.
Look at your feet.
And your feet stink.
And you don't love Jesus. Somebody told me that one time. Like, your feet stink and you don't love Jesus. I was like, what? I do love Jesus.
Calling you, this one thing, man. I just can't imagine you getting drunk and being like, you imagine my wife was like, got drunk and was like, ugh. Kev on stage, Mr. Funny Man. You never was funny to me. I'd be like, I know me. Been married for 15 years. Annulment. I don't know. I agree with everything Anthony Belcher has said.
You gotta just walk up out of that thing.
You, the feet were made for walking.
Or how bad are those feet looking? You might want to go get them feet looked at. Now, if you lost 60 pounds, I don't care like however you look, but if them dogs is barking,
uh-huh.
Sometimes you gotta put a muzzle on them. So let's look at them feet. As well.
You can't tell her to look at your feet.
Well, I'm just saying.
Send Doughboy a picture of your feet.
Send me a picture of your feet. Because, we ain't going to talk about the white thing. Love yourself how you are. But if
yeah,
them feet,
you got.
You can do something about them feet.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I ain't gonna hold you. Sometimes you see somebody.
Listen, the thing that I be crazy when these be pinning the other toe.
Like, how did you move upstairs?
When the corn is like one, two, and three, the match is over. Get off. I see some big toe that was sea walking.
Like they just be all over into another land.
Yeah, why your big toe crossing over your shoe?
They're supposed to have multi-level toes. They're supposed to be two stories with the toes.
And why your feet like throwing up gang signs? Like on Crip, cuz it could be whatever. Oh, man. Are you having a blast?
This is fun, man. You got to invite me here more often, man.
No, this is a good time.
I invited myself.
I'm actually good because I was tired and you bringing out the best in me.
Yeah.
He saw the breast in me. Dear Kev, I dated an older guy, black, parentheses, very important, who was actually became my fiance. He was challenging to satisfy sexually. I mean, he was huge downstairs, capitalized the word huge. And I always thought I would need surgery after sex. I mean, I was satisfied because he would go down and satisfy the vajayjay. So I was like, oh, this is cool. But now it's my turn to be satisfied, and I always did the side eye emoji. It seems like after every encounter, I need a day off work. Wow. I'm small down there, as I've had two children by cesarean section, but could not push either out. And once I found out he was cheating with other women, I was kind of relieved. I was angry at first, but then I thought, whew, this is my way out. So I took it happily. Here's my problem. I started another relationship with a white guy. He's a wonderful guy, super caring, not selfish, and protective. He says he's super happy with me, but I am so dissatisfied that I avoid sex with him. I come up with all kinds of excuses. He is just so tiny down there. I actually feel sorry for him. He took his clothes off and walked to the restroom and almost threw up.
If your penis elicits vomit, it's time to hang that thing up.
I was like, dear Lord. I was like, where is it, dear Lord? I was shocked that I had never seen someone so small. I know he tries so hard to satisfy me, but I can't get by the thought of seeing that out of my head. But I can't get that sighting out of my head, so I just lay there and fake it. Please help. I don't know how to help him. Help me. I don't want to crush his ego with his teeny weeny. We can't do all positions as he is not endowed enough. Please help. Should I go back to my ex for good sex as he's trying to get back with me, or should I stay with the good guy and remain unfulfilled? Signed, torn between well-endowed cheater and teeny-weeny caring guy.
Oh, jeez. That's really in between a rock and a hard spot here. I would say that you need to do some more self-searching in yourself, because it can't just be everybody's peen size. Like, that can't just be the overarching determining factor. It seems like this is like Goldilocks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one's too hot, one's too cold. You need to find something that's just right for your vajayjay. You got to find out the coordinates. So I would say, when you get to know a guy, have him send a picture of that thing over so you know what you're dealing with. Because it's going to be
requesting early nude.
In any other situation, I wouldn't say that, but it's obviously going to play a factor in if you're going to be able to have a functional relationship.
Just text him early. Look, I've been through a lot. I need a flaccid. I needed a full line. Right now.
I need him solving it hard before we even talk. What's my name? What's your measurements? Kind sir.
And make sure you get the girth on it too, because I've had my pelvis pulverized and I don't like it.
I'm telling you, because I've dealt with this in an indirect way. You know, I've been trying to get on my fitness stuff.
Yeah.
So I had lost weight. I got my pant size down to a size 40.
Nice.
So I was like, aha, yeah. So when it was time to get a belt, I was thinking size 40.
I saw the video at Wild
and
Now.
And the belt did not fit. I subsequently ended up breaking that belt. So the point of me saying that is you got to try stuff on. So you're going to have to try. Had I tried that belt on, I would have known it's too small. I need something bigger. You're going to need to try these penises on and see if they fit.
Oh, my God.
Because if not, you're going to get to the middle or end of that relationship, and you're just going to be upset.
I didn't think anyone could give worse advice to me.
Smash them early. You got to.
This is where nudes are beneficial.
Absolutely.
Try on a peen or two.
Absolutely.
See, fit your size.
You shouldn't even be looking at profile pictures of their outfits and their face. You need to see the peen.
Yeah, and nice to meet your penis, dude. I'm sorry, you heard what I said. You thought about sending it anyway. I'm just encouraging you. Send it all over, because my hip. You imagine not being able to walk to work?
She said she needed a day off. That's what I'm saying. I think having a big one is overrated.
Overrated.
Like,
now
you don't want it to be too big. Like,
that's
you know
not enjoyable for anybody.
It's just, no.
Nah,
you
solid.
Want something that fits just right. So Goldilocks, that's what we're going to call her. Goldilocks, start trying on the peen before you commit.
You know, Goldilocks' biggest problem is, you know, the suit was too hot or too cold. Mm-hmm. And sometimes as people, we're too hot and too cold. But the Ember Wave is here. It's the first bracelet that helps you feel colder or warmer at the press of a button. All you got to do to press All you have to do is press to activate the Ember Wave for a burst of heating or cooling. This sensation pairs with your body and mind to make you feel more comfortable in a matter of minutes. Ember Wave provides comfort in unpredictable climates, relief from stress, and support for sleep. Me, myself, personally, me and my wife are worlds apart when it comes to temperature. Mm-hmm. She's always freezing. I'm always hot. Mm. And you know, as a good husband, I try to make her feel satisfied with the temperature, at least. Yeah. So what I end up doing... turning the heat up.
I've come to your house before. I felt like I was walking in a sauna.
Oh, and she still be cold. Right. And I'm like, you don't see me sweating? She'd be like, I don't see. So what I do is I say, you know what, babe? Put the temperature on that you like. And I get my Ember Wave, and with the press of a button, I start to feel better already. Now you listen to this.
Okay.
Listeners get $50 off for the holidays if they go to emberwave.com/deer.
Deer.
That's EmberWave.com/deer.
Deer.
Okay.
All right.
Feels good.
Man, these are great questions from people, man. I like to see you out of your element answering these type of questions, man. It's cool. I like it.
Feels cooler with the Ember Wave.
Hey.
Dear Kev, longtime listener, first time complainer.
Wow.
Here's my dilemma. My best guy friend is just an all-around sucky husband. He doesn't listen, he cheats, and he's just unfulfilling. I know this is because his wife always complains to me about him, and I mean about everything. The bad sex, his terrible habits, his immaturity. It even got to the point where she said, I wish he was more like you. It makes me uncomfortable, mostly because I have more relationship to handle. I can't handle the emotional baggage of another. My question is this. How do I convince him to get his stuff together without making him uncomfortable with her sharing his deepest insecurities with me?
I got confused at this whole triangle. Wait, what?
Okay.
So it's a girl, and her best friend is a guy.
Yep.
And he's married, and all he does is complain about his wife.
Well, no. The wife complains about him.
So the wife is the friend.
So it's like if...
if you were complaining about Melissa to
No, Melissa's complaining to you about me.
Oh. Yeah.
But you're a girl.
So I'm a girl. So I'm a female. My female friend is married, and she's complaining about her husband.
No, you're a woman. You're my friend.
Okay. You Kevin, man.
Yes.
So I'm a female, and I'm somehow your friend.
Homies.
And you're telling me.
No. Okay. My wife is telling you me. That I suck.
Oh, but so you're my friend, and I know that you suck as a
person?
But
you know my wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, you got to go to the source and tell him he's trash. You have to. See, that's the thing. And that's the reason why me and Kev are really, really good friends, because he always tells me the truth. You got to tell your friends the truth. And if you know your friends are trash, just be like, hey, you're trash. When I was drinking all the time, I was a drunk. Somebody had to say, Doe, you're a drunk. You were the one to say it. I was like, oh, man, thanks. It wasn't that you can't never change and be better, but you have to tell. Sometimes it's tough love, what I like to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him he's trash and he needs to ship up or ship out.
Shape up.
Shape up. Okay, yeah.
Man, that's tough to have to hear. Yeah. He sucks at sex. He stinks. He's immature. Saying I wish he was more like you, I feel like you're trying to get played.
You're trying.
I feel like they're trying to set up a little sexual situation.
It's not like you're trying to shoot the
shot.
Yeah,
he sucks at sex. What are you like?
Yeah, I wish you'd be more like, that's a little...
It's a little
weird. See, that's why I feel like men and women can't always be friends like that.
Why can't we be friends? I feel like it's hard to be platonic when there's a sexual interest. You know what I mean?
Right.
If there's no sexual interest, then maybe you can get away with it. But if there's sexual interest, you probably cannot.
And I think if you're friends and you're just talking about your relationship, you're obviously going to talk about the good and the bad, and that could be problematic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So then let me just change it then. Smash him. Smash him and then show him, you know what I'm saying, that he needs to go and be like, all right, now you done cheated outside of your marriage. Now go back and do right. Because sometimes you just need to walk on the grass, because sometimes the grass is greener. So either smash him or tell him he's trash.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Last question, Anthony.
Okay.
Dear Kev, I'm just tired of smashing my wife. Let me explain. We used to do all the nasty stuff all the time when the kids were younger and away, and because we were dating, we used to do the marathons. You know what I'm saying? But now after being married and being conditioned to have to cut it short, because kids always need something, we're taking care of our needs. But now, after years of having the sneaky quick sex, the marathon is rare and is often the challenge. I want the marathon more often, but like I said, after being conditioned for so long, I don't want the long good but. What should I do?
Well, man,
what should I do?
This is a loaded question. This one's a doozy.
This is a loaded baked potato. Which
and
I
hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Hmm.
But if y'all have been having continuous marathon sessions, it was never good. So that's where you got to kind of go back to the beginning to kind of alter the ending. So it was never good if y'all are going hours upon hours. Sex was not designed to be had in mass consumption like that. So it's either you or it's her. So I would say sex therapy. You have to do something because the sex is bad. And it might be you. So you sitting here getting mad. She might be like, girl, I mean, we be doing it for forever. I just don't even... You know.
No, they've been doing it for little now.
So now it's less.
Long is too it's too much, too bit much. You don't lock it. I don't know what to
say. I think that you're having bad sex.
I don't want to be. Yeah, I don't want to be before you long. Hey, man, I had a long day.
Get in there.
You don't even
know
the day. I already had a long day. Right. I fully agree with you, Anthony Belcher. I hate 90s R&B music for the sex all night.
Nobody wants to do
make
that.
Love till the sun comes up. Ain't nobody trying to do all that. The sun's a long time. Exactly. Better much longer.
So then let me shift that. Maybe you just need to embrace the fact that the world has changed and you just don't need long sex.
Church
right?
is not long. Come on. Subway doesn't promote the foot long anymore. Mm-mm. Everything's faster, quicker. Vine, Instagram.
And a quick
get
set.
In.
Get
out.
In there. Get out.
Read your Bible.
Get out. It's other things to do. So just embrace the quick smash. She's trying to tell you without telling you because she probably don't want to hurt your feelings. Don't nobody want to be there all day. Like you said, you got kids, man. Kids be needing stuff. They be wanting
kids
stuff.
Kids are big trash.
You know what I'm saying? You got to go out and like buy groceries. Ain't nobody got time to be smashing you all day, Otis. Get it together. Get it together. Understand the quick smash is going to be more beneficial for you in the long run. So let go of the marathon that you thought you needed to have and embrace, you know, just getting it.
Embrace the sprint.
Man,
nobody watches the Olympics for the marathon. You want to watch Usain Bolt.
Nobody watches all the football games. We watch Red Zone.
Yeah, we want the quick, fast 100-meter dash. They don't call the fastest man in the world the guy who wins the marathon. It's the 100-meter dash guy.
I got an even better analogy.
Okay.
Here we go. What you are trying to do is you are trying to watch every single basketball game in its entirety. What your wife is trying to do is give you SportsCenter sex. Hello?
League
come on.
Pass.
Come on. She's just trying to just give you the important parts and then move on to the next
thing.
And then you're out of there. Embrace SportsCenter sex.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you, Doughboy. You've been
a great guest. Great to be here.
We'll be back. No, we won't be back next Friday. Next Friday, we are off. We're on vacation. We're in Japan right now.